Today brought hope for thousands of families across the U.S., families who own homes built with drywall imported from China. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the largest manufacturer of Chinese drywall today announced it has reached a settlement with a major home builder.
Beazer Homes says it's built over 100,000 houses in the last 10 years, mostly in the Sun Belt. Some of those homes in Florida were built using toxic drywall imported from China. Bill Cash is a lawyer who represents people who own homes in one of those developments, Hampton Lakes, near Tampa. Cash says it's not clear yet what Beazer's settlement with Knauf Plasterboard Tianjin, the largest Chinese drywall manufacturer, means for his clients. But he's optimistic.
With the news that Knauf is now settling with builders, it can only be good news for us because we know that Knauf is apparently willing to put some money out there to help compensate people for the problem they caused.
Between 2004 and 2007, Chinese drywall was used in thousands of homes, especially along the Gulf Coast. As tests later showed, the gypsum used to manufacture the Chinese drywall contained organic compounds not found in the domestic product. Private labs in the federal government confirmed what homeowners had been saying. The drywall gives off a rotten egg, sulfurous smell that corrodes most metal it comes in contact with. Homeowners sued home builders. Home builders sued the drywall manufacturers. And the whole mess ended up in U.S. District Court in New Orleans. There, a federal judge has been methodically hearing the claims and last month handed down an important decision. He awarded $164,000 to a Louisiana couple to cover all the costs associated with removing and replacing the Knauf Chinese drywall in their home. With today's announcement, Knauf is indicating it now wants to settle its other cases without the courts. Knauf says it's currently in settlement discussions with several other home builders. What's not clear is how the settlement may affect other drywall manufacturers or homeowners whose builder may have gone out of business. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.